Go ahead, who wants to read? Nissan?
Sure.
The mother of a healer of. What a popular little meal. He, Kairavi, Bapama Zephyr, Lord Pushoyama Zephyr, Afridi.
So he called him Bar Pachti. I don't know, like Ben Gadol. That's a nickname. That's sort of a nickname. What does he look in Choftes Amal? Gilgan Shah says he has it again later on. Bar Pachti. Amalei Rabbi Chiya Bar Pachti. Yeah, it's his nickname for Rav. Okay, that's what Rabbi Chiya used to call Rav. Go ahead. What? The son of great people. That's right, it's Ben Gedolin.
So he said, so Rabbi said to Rav, didn't I say to you that when Rabbi is in one Masechta, don't ask him about a different Masechta?
What Masechta was learning that day?
Is he contemporary of Rav?
Yeah, there's Talmidim of Rabbi.
Thank you.
Vilma Lava Daiku. Maybe his mind is not on.
Okay, Lo Tashaile, what did I say?
Klomar, Shem Libo Masechet Zu, Shem Yidvayesh.
So don't ask him, because his heart is not in this Masechet. Maybe he'll be embarrassed. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
Ilav Rebbe Gavar Rabahu.
Ilav Rebbe Gavar Rabahu is soft.
It's funny thing he's saying that. What if Rebbe were not such a great person? It would embarrass him. That what? But what's this funny thing? That what? That he would give you an answer that's not an answer. Right? It's funny.
If he wasn't holding it, it would
embarrass him. Apparently, he would still give him an answer.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't really be a thought out answer. And that would be an embarrassment.
The fact that he would be shown to be wrong, or the fact that he giving the answer itself? Or?
It's a good question.
In this context, is Rav Chiya saying this insofar as like asking a svara question, or just even in terms of like a shaila from a psak? Because that's what seems like Rav did. I mean, is he saying you can't ask him? You have a shaila on any random topic. You're saying you can't ask Rebbe the posek hador, the nasi. You can't ask him a shaila. I mean, like
no, he's saying while he's talking about a different area.
Yeah, while they're learning.
That's what I'm saying. It's only while they're learning. It's
you
not stam like you can't.
At some point.
No. I'm saying he's going to be just as not involved in that other masechta that you're asking about when he is involved in this one as if when he's doing nothing. So insofar as his embarrassment in not giving you a right answer, I don't see what's
says,
his point.
When he's in this masechta, don't ask him another masechta.
When he's neutral, right. It's okay.
I guess so.
I mean, the Rambam has his in Talmud Torah, like with this Talmidim sitting in front of the
means when they're coming to the base medrash, right? Means he's coming in prepared in one area, he's completely involved in that area, and then not time to ask him about another shadow. Okay, go ahead. But he gave you a good answer. I mean, it sounds like he might have given the wrong answer, like otherwise he'd give the wrong answer, right? But here he gave the right answer. So if he's taught in Oakland, it's a brisa. If he's taught in Oakland, a mashkin, mi bodyom, right?
And he takes him out when it's dark, too.
And he takes him out when it's dark, he's chayev. Because it's not like his hand. And that's exactly what Rebbe said. She'en adam aliyado, apshichu lefnim. Ve'gufa lechutz, v'nasna chaver lezofa. Okay, now Tosus clarifies the case, so go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so what's the case over here?
The case of when you're like standing still.
When?
When it's dark.
When it got dark. In other words, the guy loaded himself up, mibodyom, right? But he had to have stopped once it got dark. And then if he moves, he's going to be chayev. But if he loaded himself up, Mibo Jom, and kept and never stopped walking, right, then he's not going to be chayev. Right? So it's interesting. So the first akira is never batal. Even though the first akira was on chol. Even though the first akira was on chol, you don't say, well, now the Shabbos started, we start over.
But it wasn't done on Shabbos, so you can't be chayev for it.
So it turns out, right, it turns out you did the akira on chol, and the hanacha on Shabbos. Right? It's an interesting thing. So there's a din of an akira even on Friday afternoon. There's a din of an akira. Okay, good.
Kid Amar Lakaman, Hamepone, Chatzav Mizavi Lazavi, Ben Mimlach Lan, Lotzian, Pater, Shloita Akira Mi Sharishona Lakach.
Yeah, so even more. Even if it's on Shabbos, the Gemara says later, that if a person is moving his objects from corner to corner, rearranging his rearranging things in his house, so he picks it up in this corner and he intends to walk it to that corner. Halfway to the other corner, he decides to leave. Right? Not chayev. Why?
The original akira
was not for hotzah. It's interesting thing. The original akira was not for hotzah. So it's a similar kind of idea, you say. You see that what? That there is an idea of an akira not with hotzah. Not with hotzah. And Shabbos is no inyan of hotzah. Friday there's no inyan of hotzah. And on Shabbos it also depends. If you're moving it from corner to corner, it's also not hotzah. As you don't say, right? It's an interesting thing. I mean, Shabbos is even a bigger chiddush. You don't say Lamafreya, it's like he picked it up and that was still Shabbos. Yeah. So what's the idea here?
What do you think he's trying to prove? He's trying to prove that there's an akira.
He's proving that there is an akira that is not for hotzah. Right? Now, is there such a thing as an akira that's not associated with hotzah? Right? But yet, it'll have the shame of an akira to prevent, to say that you can't do another akira now. That you're not doing another akira now. But you don't say that when it doesn't qualify as a halachic akira, so then the first minute that you move towards the door is now the akira.
Right, you can't start over.
You can't start over. If you started it, you can't start over, correct. And if you started the Akira in a situation that's not possible to have an Issa Shabbos, right, or that's not part of an Issa Shabbos, then even though you change it, later into an action of Issa Shabbos, that original Hotzah is gone. But what's the idea? Why is that so? Why is that so? Now it's an interesting thing. In other words, it's an interesting thing that what? Let me see if I can put it in a certain way. You're right. You can't go back. That's basically the idea here. But what is it? What is it? Why is that so? Because in Shabbos. Every object is either considered at rest or in transit. Okay. And that's what he's saying. That once you did the Akira, doesn't matter when you did the Akira. If you did an Akira, everything after the Akira is considered in transit.
Now Shabbos came.
So now the Shabbos came, that's it. The object is the state in the object. You cannot be chayev now. Right? You cannot be chayev now. And it has to be, Now he explains a little further. Go ahead. V'nokad mi ba'od yom.
Well,
So why is that the case? That why is that the case now? So why does the case have to be before Shabbos? Why does it have to be before Shabbos? Why can't you just say this on Shabbos? Why couldn't the Bryce just say on Shabbos? If you put him, so he put stuff on his shoulder, and he left, right? He put stuff on his shoulder and he stopped. Lofosh, and then he leaves. He's chayev. Why wouldn't that also teach me that a kiras gufo is a kiras chayvitz dummy? Right? Go ahead.
Do you have enough ta'on atzmo? I'm a lofosh. Loya mashma midi.
So you're saying no, because based on this principle, you wouldn't have known. It wouldn't have taught you anything. That would have been. You wouldn't have. It would have been an ambiguous limud. You wouldn't be able to prove anything. Why? Right, because now that we're saying like this, now that we're saying that every object is either at rest or in motion, right, you don't know why he's chayev when he picks something up and puts it on his shoulder. Okay, because mamarsha. You're going to be chayev mamarsha. If your shoulder is a makom of rest, right? If your shoulder is considered a makom, like at rest, so then the original akira terminated on your shoulder, and now when you leave, your oker the chayfetz mi makomo, right? But if your shoulder is not considered a makom of hanacha, then it's still a continuation of the original akira. You can't have a thing like, that's what Tosis is trying to say. There can't be anything, it's not possible to have a case where you say, well, the original akira I did, right? But akiras gufo is not kakiras chefetz mimkomo dami, and therefore when I move, I'm not going to be over. But I didn't do an akira when I moved, right? That you can't say. Because if you didn't do an akira when you moved, then the object was not in its place when you put it on your shoulder. And if it wasn't in its place when you put it on the shoulder, then you just it's just an extended hotzah. It's just a broken up maisa of it's just a broken up activity of transfer. You don't say, you know, the point I'm trying to make is the original akira cannot end, does not end, unless the object finds a new place. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what Tosis is saying over here. It doesn't have to do with the physical state of motion or rest. It has to do with the halachic concept of the object either being in one of two states on Shabbos, either being at rest, either being bimkomo in its place, or being in transit. Now it can be at rest and in transit. Right? It can be at rest and in transit. So that's what that's what the Brisa shows you. That and since they're questions of state, it can even be started from before Shabbos. Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it can be in rest and in transit?
Oh, I mean to say that if your shoulder is not considered a mokom, right?
Right.
So then when you ochre it on Shabbos and put it on your shoulder, right?
Oh,
then your original akira didn't terminate. The original akira makes the thing ready for transit. And your shoulder is part of that motion. Mm-hmm. In other words, the object is like on a stopover. You understand?
Why are you
the
describing
motion,
that as at rest then?
I'm saying physically, it's not moving.
Oh, physically. Okay.
Physically.
Okay.
Could be physically not in motion.
Right.
But logically, it's considered in transit. So a hotzah is three things. It's the hotzah you could really say is one thing, right? You could break it down into one thing. Transfer, right? But a complete transfer means take it from its location of rest, right, and move it to its new location of rest. So it requires that the object that you're acting upon initially is bimkomo. And it finds a new makom, right? So the akira is going to be taking it, but everything in between is considered the transfer, right? So you're taking it from its original place. That's the akira, correct? And you may niach it in its new place, Right? Now, as long as it never found a new place in the middle, it's still a continuation of the same Maisa. Mm-hmm. Still a continuation of the same process.
That's only because
transfer is not instantaneous. Huh?
That's only because he himself is doing it. In other words, if his Chaver...
Well, that's a separate question. That's what I was telling Josh the other day. There's two questions. That's what I was trying to explain in the beginning. There's two questions. One is, what is the definition of the Malacha? And then we have another question of how many people are doing the Malacha. But we shouldn't confuse those two things. It still is a complete Hotzah. Now you're just saying, but that complete Hotzah was done by two people. It still is one Maisa Hotzah.
No, I'm just saying, you don't. If his friend loads him up, you don't look at the chafetz being on the roof of the guy that was loaded up. It's just a continuation of the initial Akira.
Could be if he walks outside of this.
No, because he's high for a full Hotzah. It's like he did Akira and Hanafa.
In which case?
The
guy gets loaded up and he walks outside.
I'm talking about the case where the body's not considered a Mokom. Saying if the body's not considered the Mokom, then it goes back to the original Akira. Even though he puts it on his shoulder, right? Being on the shoulder is not a new qualitative definition. It's still halakhically considered in transfer.
Right.
So then it would be the original Akira and the Hanacha. Doesn't matter that in the middle he put it on the shoulder. It's not going to be mafkia. It's not going to be mafkia anything. Because halakha is going to look, once you have an object in its place, now when Akira puts it in motion, halakhic motion, Max, halakhic motion, and it's not going to stop until it finds a halachic rest. Doesn't matter physically, it's not moving.
I don't have any confusion about that. I'm just saying that if another guy loads him up, you
won't. And I don't have any confusion about that.
Okay.
So
the shoulder is not considered at rest.
That's the question. We hold the shoulder is at rest, but Tosus is saying you wouldn't know what the din of the shoulder is. If the whole event happened on Shabbos, you wouldn't know.
Couldn't prove it.
Couldn't prove which Akira. You couldn't prove which is the Akira, because just because the guy is not moving when he puts it on his shoulder doesn't mean that has to be the Akira. That's what Tosus is trying to explain. Now, if you're going to say that physical motion and halachic motion are the same, right? Then it wouldn't matter if the example were on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos. Because I would know for sure that if he picked it up and put it on his shoulder, and he's not moving now, so then once he moves, that has to be the Akira. Otherwise, there's no Akira. Right? But that's what Tosus is trying to explain. That physical rest and halachic rest are not the same. Because I could say halachically, if the shoulder is not a mokom of hanocha, I could say when he picked it up and put it on the shoulder, it's still considered in motion, even though he's not moving. And therefore, when he goes outside and he's chayev, it's because he picked it up off the ground and put it on his shoulder. Not because he moved. Not because the moving is nakira.
So how does the old yom show you that the shoulder is a mokom?
Oh, that's the only way it's possible to be chayev now. The only way it's possible to be chayev... Right?
Oh,
is
right.
If there's a new Akira on Shabbos.
Right.
Everybody agrees it has to be an Akira on Shabbos. Right. So if you picked it up, that can't be the Akira. Right?
And then the Akira can only come from your Akira's Gufo.
Then the Akira can only come from Akira's Gufo. Right? Okay. Maybe I'm overcomplicating a simple thing. Okay.
But in the case where, because you're saying this case has to be all made lafash, right? So let's say someone else loaded him up.
On Erev Shabbos?
Yeah. It wouldn't have to be Omei Lachash, right?
No, it would.
Because when he puts it on, it's like he's Minya.
Wait, on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos. And now he's moving around.
And he never stops moving? No, it has to be. It has to be an Akira. That's what I'm saying. You keep making this mistake. What is the Malacha... The parts of the Malacha don't change because different people are doing it.
No, I understand, but I'm trying to say that this has to be only lafish only because when a guy does it himself, then you'll say it's still in a excuse me.
No, because on Erev Shabbos, no. If the guy picks it up on Erev Shabbos and puts it on his shoulder, right, and the Mishnah says and the Bray says Yechayev, right, it must be that he stopped moving on Shabbos. There's no other way.
Right, absolutely.
Right? Right. Because it can't be back to the original Akira.
I understand that.
It doesn't matter who did the original Akira.
No, but I'm just trying to say that wouldn't it stand to reason that there would be a difference if someone else loaded him up, in the sense that over here, it's only because he did the Misa of Akira with his hands, so now you can say that this thing is still defined as in a state of being Nayakar. But when someone else does it, loads him up on it, it's not going to help him that he's moving around. Because now it's Muna, whether he's moving around or not. Over here, if he's not moving around, it's only going to help so he doesn't establish the thing as being Muna again.
But he didn't do the Akira.
He didn't do the Akira.
The guy who's moving. Well, or he did the Akira and Erev Shabbos, either way.
I'm saying the case where someone else loads him up.
Give me the exact case.
What?
Shabbos starts at 6 o'clock. Okay? Yes. 5 o'clock, what happens?
5
you
o'clock, his friend loads him up.
His friend loads him up.
The entire time.
Then what?
Then
he walks from
around.
5 until 7.
Right. Now then he's.
And then he stops at 7.
No, then he walks out the door without ever having stopped.
Oh, he walks around the house?
Yes. I'm
from
saying
5
that,
until
I'm
7.
Right. I'm suggesting
and
that
then at 7 o'clock, he walks outside.
Right. I'm suggesting that in that case, it won't matter that he was never Omei Lafosh. Because it's only in the case where he himself blows himself up that you can say the thing is still defined as being in a state of Nagar. But when the guy loads
okay,
him
let's
up,
break
he's
it down.
Made
let's break it
guy.
Down. Let's break it down slowly. Erev 5 o'clock. Okay, at 5 o'clock, was there an Akira done?
Yes.
5 o'clock? Yeah, by the other guy, his friend.
And was there an Anocha subsequent to that Akira?
That's what I'm trying to say. On that
yes.
guy, yes.
On that guy, there was an Anocha.
Yes.
So then was there another Akira after that?
Yes.
When was that?
When he walks outside.
And when was that Akira again?
When he walks outside.
5 o'clock. 5:01?
No,
7.
One second. 5 o'clock.
Right.
His friend picks something up and puts it on his shoulder.
Right.
Is it Munach on his shoulder?
Yes.
It is. It's Munach on his shoulder.
Right.
So when he moves, isn't that an Akira?
No. He didn't walk outside yet. Either he has to pick it up from the floor.
I don't understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Let's take the case where he loads himself up.
Okay.
Did he do an Akira?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
When he lifts it off the ground.
When he lifts it off the ground.
Right.
And he never he lifts it off the ground. And he never stops moving.
Right.
So why is he putter?
Because that Akira was the Hesser, and it's never Munach again to say he has an Akira on Shabbos.
So why isn't this Akira is also Beheter? It's before Shabbos. When he starts moving, that's his Akira Beheter.
That's why I'm confused. Why would you say that's his Akira?
Because Akira's Gufo is Akira's Chavis Gufo.
That's only if you walk outside.
No.
Either
you don't
do a
Maisa of
lifting from the ground, or you walk
the
outside.
The Akira's Chavis is when you start moving.
Why is that? He didn't break the relationship with it being on his goof, it's like on the karka, so it's like on the karka the whole time.
No, it's like it's on this part of the karka.
It's a specific makom.
But why is that? But you need an akira from the makom of Rishus HaYachid. Why
you
should
need
that
an
be?
Akira from its makom in the Rishus HaYachid. Its makom in the Rishus HaYachid is the place that it is above while it's on his ground, while it's on his body.
Every step.
So he would
akira?
Also have to be on the
akira. Is every step an akira? No, because there's no hanacha. That's going to be a question. I mean, there's a sheet like that that says every time you step, it's like a constant Akira and Hanacha. There's no such thing as motion.
Does he know?
So then the Gemara says, how can you have Bichaya for being Marvaz Al-Alam and Mr. Sarab?
Right.
So the answer is he throws it. But there's a sheet like that. There's a sheet like you're saying. But that's not what we're saying, that the minute you move your body, that's like picking the object up off the ground. On your body, it's related to some specific makom. And when you move it, it breaks the relationship to that specific spot. Just like if the object were on the floor and you picked it up. No different. Okay? So then the Akira would be Beheter. Because I understand what you're saying, though. I mean, let's take... Because Tosha says if it were all on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to prove if it's Akira's Gufo or Akira's Chepetz. Or if it, right? But why? According to you, when you pick it up on Shabbos and put it on your shoulder and then walk out, right? So where's the Akira?
When you picked it up.
Why? Why? I don't understand that. I cannot for the life of me understand. But how do you... But maybe, but Tos says it could be the Yechayev because Akiva's Gufo is Kikir Stevens Mimkom Adamim. Tos says you can't tell whether Akira is in that case.
Yeah, because there you're Omei Lafush, and you're Maniaka again, as if, when you're Omei Lafush. If I'm saying in a case where someone else loads you up, it wouldn't have to be that you stand still. That's all I'm saying. But, I mean, it was probably something about your standing.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
When the guy was loading him, that he never stopped moving.
Okay, let's go on. Alright, did you take a look at the next sugya?
No.
No? Okay, so I'll give you a head start, right. Okay, let's take a look over here. Skip down over here. Omar, it says, the boy of Bibi Barabai. See over there?
Yeah.
Below the circle? The tip show. Mm-hmm. The whole mm-hmm. line just says Rav Bibi Barabai, Rav Bibi Barabai. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The boy Rav Bibi Barabai. Hidbik pass. I'm just jumping in because I want to get the explanation of the case, and then we're gonna go to the Gufa. Okay. Hidbik pass bitanor. This was his question. Let's say somebody throws sticks bread in the oven. Okay. Hitiru lo l'radosa kodem shiyovo l'idechiv chatas o lo hitiru. Okay, so what is going on here? What's going on and what's the question? So Rashi says like this. Hidbik pas betaner b'shabbos b'shogeg. So it's Shabbos and the oven is still hot and you put bread, put dough and you put it and you stick it on the wall of the oven b'shogeg. Okay, either you don't know it's asur or you don't know it's Shabbos. V'nizkar shu Shabbos, so Rashi chooses that you don't know Shabbos. V'nizkar shu Shabbos kodem she teyofe. Okay, now what was the process? What they would do is they would have these clay ovens, right? They have these clay ovens, and they would heat them up very hot. The clay would get hot, and they'd make like a thin pita type of a bread, right? And they'd stick the dough actually on the oven, on the wall of the oven. You can see they do it still in certain primitive place. And then it would take a certain amount of time for the dough to bake, right? So it's a funny kind of a malacha. It's an interesting kind of a malacha, right? Because you're doing the maisa, you do the maisa, right? You do the maisa, but the malacha is really that it bake, right? So that takes time. There's a certain delay between the maisa and the result.
It's the baking? That's the yes, sir?
It's the baking. Correct. Now, if a guy would stick dough in the oven and take it off right away, he wouldn't be chayev any yes, sir. And he would not be chayev, he would not have been over malacha.
So he used to stick it on and wait a certain amount of time? And that's
it. Right.
There's no maisa that he's doing after the baking.
That's right. So the question is like this. Let's say it's Shabbos and he's a shogeg and he throws the dough on the wall of the oven, right? Now he has a dilemma. Now he remembers it's Shabbos. So what should he do? He still has time to pull the dough off before it bakes. Okay?
Okay, so what's the dilemma?
Oh, problem is an Issa D'Rabbanan to take pas off of the oven. The kaimel on the radias hapas shvusi mishum shehi chokma v'ena malacha. Okay, so I said they're primitive. It doesn't mean they're not intelligent people. They don't have gas ovens, but they're intelligent people. So what does that mean? They'll have to see that you can think about for tomorrow. But so the Gemara says that later on. Kuf Yudzayin.
Depends,
but that's two, a couple of things are like that, right? A couple of things like that. And we're also says by blowing the shofar. right? It's not a malacha, it's a chachma. It's a chachma. Things that are chachma are not considered malacha. Because in other words, it really you would say it's malacha because it's part of the baking of the bread, right?
Oh, you take it out.
Part of the baking of the bread, I guess. Taking it out, sure. If you don't take it out,
it's not going to be burning the bread.
But no, the Gemara is by saying chachma seems to is saying it's excluding the possibility that it would be a malacha, but there was a possibility that it would be a malacha, right? Apparently, the throwing it on is. That's what you're saying. Throwing it on itself is not going to be a malacha because there's no product yet. But the radiyas apas, you could say, is a malacha. You have the baked bread.
But throwing it on is an iser derabanan.
Yes.
It would be over on an iser derabanan b'shogeg. So then you're asking whether or not I should save myself from being.
Well, we don't care about the past right now. Now we're worried about the future. Okay, you did the mice of sticking the dough on, right? If you wait another minute, you'll be chayav achatas, it would seem. If you wait another minute, you'll be chayav achatas.
Because at that point, it wouldn't be considered b'shogeg?
No, shogeg chayav achatas.
Oh, yeah.
If you wait another minute, the bread will bake, and now you'll have done the iser malacha of baking the bread. B'shogeg. Be chayav achatas. But you have a chance to prevent that chiyuv chatas right now. The other thing is, there's an issur derabanan to do this maisa of radiyas apas. So that was Rav Bibi Bar Abaye's question. Did they matir, Rashi says, hitiru lo, were they matir the issur of radiyas apas
in this case
to prevent the chiyuv chatas? Right? Hitiru lo es ha issur midivreyam v'yerdena kodem shetayofer. V'yischayev mishum ofesh u'av malacha olohi tiru lirdosa v'hotziya minatan. So were they matir in this case? Did they make the gzera even in this case where it's going to be preventing a bigger isser? Because normally drabanan is going to be a shmira to deraisa, but in this case it's going to cause you to be over the deraisa. Right? So did they make an exception in this particular instance? Were they matir it here before it bakes and you will be chayev and iser and you'll be chayev because of ofa? Or did they not matir it? Okay, that was his question. Alright? So the Gemara thought they could answer it from this case that we're not going to do. So but the Gemara does take it up again on Dalad Amar Alf. Right? Gemara takes it up again. Okay. So listen. So this is what we're going to do. Take a look at the Gemara. And we'll do this Tosos. Kodem Shiyav Olidei Yisheskiva. There's a lot of... there's a little bit of work in this case. Because... Kodem Shiyav Olidei Yisheskiva. Okay. Of course, there's some cases you might have to look up.